here's a story from The World.
This week, the U.S. reached another grim milestone, more than 250,000 people dead from COVID-19. Worldwide, it's estimated that more than 1.3 million have died of the disease. The numbers are staggering. But behind each number, of course, is a person, a story. We wanted to take a moment to hear some of those stories, the lives behind the statistics. Brandon Garcia told us about his grandmother, Teresa Benavides, who died in New Mexico in May.
Going to Chili's, that was our favorite spot. She loved a good deal, and Chili's had the 2 for 20s.
Forget Chili's, though. Even with their sizzling fajitas and hot deals, Garcia says his grandma was quite the cook and like a second mom to him.
Me and her, we called each other all the time. We talk about random stuff, just gossip. And, you know, I could be on the phone with her for a good hour or two.
We also got in touch with Rachel Blades. She shared some words she wrote about her grandfather, Robert Blades, who lived here in Massachusetts. He died from COVID-19 in April. She called him Pa.
My Pa was the biggest Boston sports fan. He loved Tom Brady, lobster rolls, and his family. I talked to him most days on the phone to talk about our days and catch up.
Rachel also told us that her grandpa was more than a number. He was loved. We also caught up with Jamie Wagner. She lost her dad, Phil Hassel, 2 months ago in Texas.
He always had the door open for anybody to come and talk about life, to talk about nothing, to just chat with over coffee.
She said her dad was a counselor, pastor, friend, and adored grandfather.
He only got to spend about a year with both of his grandchildren, and I think he would say that that was his best role yet.
While Jamie shared fond memories of her dad, she also told us that realizing she would never speak to him again was traumatizing, a feeling that's no doubt familiar for so many families across the planet these days. For comfort, many are turning to each other for support, to strangers who've dealt with COVID-19. You can hear more of their stories or contribute your own at the Twitter feed Faces of COVID.